Golden mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 2, 1.
You.
We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Yeah, Rolling Off Track Podcast. You can find everything at rollingofftrackpodcast.com. It's myself, Mr. B, and by my side, I don't know, do we have the square or do we have the round or triangle kind of table we got, DJ?
Shit, man, I'm a round, brother. Now fuck that, I'm a triangle, bro.
Yes, sir, we're different. Yeah, it's a podcast. We do a lot of tech, movies, games, and whatever we roll off track. So we just get this, we just talk, myself and DJ, and whatever comes along, we talk about and just keep it interesting and just keep rolling, right, buddy?
Yes, sir. You know it.
Yes, sir. So this number, episode 88.
88, buddy. Goddamn. I told you we was going to do, I told you, man, we was going to do 100 real fucking soon. We trying to do that 150, you know what I mean?
Yep, 200.
200, bro. Fuck.
Yep. So, yeah, we're doing it 88. Thanks for joining us. Again, myself, Mr. B, and DJP, DJ Problems.
Yeah.
Here in ABQ, and I can hear some people in the background. You want to introduce them, or are they going to be just incognito?
Shit, man, we're going to introduce them. These are my boys, man. These are my brothers from another mother, man. I got my boy Walt Disney, a.k.a. Sean Deez.
Only coming out to drop knowledge when needed, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I got my boy Frenchie, man, fucking coming from the Cancun, Mexico. Tell them what's up, man.
What up?
Yeah.
Cancun, Mexico?
Cancun, Mexico, my man. He said, come down here and fucking party it up.
Oh, snap. And how's the weather difference? Is it a big difference or is it still the same?
How's the weather out there?
Big difference.
Big difference, he says.
Big difference. So out here, he's wearing a big jacket and stuff?
No, sir. He's in flip-flops, board shorts, and a fucking nice tank top, my man.
Too bad we don't got a beach, huh?
Yeah. Too bad we ain't got a beach, my man, but we could always find a beach somewhere, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Cool. Or a bitch, dog, you know what I mean?
Yep. So, it's Monday, new week, new podcast, new episodes. So, anything you do over the weekend, buddy?
Okay, so I got some news to reveal. One second while I set shit up to the side row about that.
Okay, cool. Myself, over the weekend, didn't get to watch any movies, just stayed around the house and got some stuff done around the house and relaxed at the same time. So it wasn't one of those weekends where you laid around and you wish you regret it not doing anything around the house. So it was a pretty laid back weekend, but at the same time, got some stuff done. So it was a good weekend for us.
That's good, my man. It's always good to stay busy and stuff like that, dude. I was busy too as well. I've been working on actually, I found you know how I do the housemixes.com and shit like that, brother, and I have all my mixes there, and I have my profile and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's where I release all my mixes for my music. But I found out that they're having a dubstep competition, and you know me, man, I'm fucking hardcore dubstep fanatic, always have been, always will be, dubstep's never fucking dead. I'm gonna fucking enter a competition, so I'm gonna post a mix in the morning. What's that?
I said, all year.
Oh yeah, buddy. It's going to be a fucking fat one, dude. It's heavy, dude. I'll tell you that. And, it's a competition. It's going to be having a, guest judge, Genetics. And they're a dubstep duo or a, EDM duo, for those who don't know the EDM scene as much. They're huge dudes. And, you know, one of my inspirations and some of the, idols that I look up to, you know, my peers that I look up to for electronic music. So, I'm really excited. I really want to do good on this mix and, you know, hopefully win. And if I don't, you know what, dude? It's still just an experience for me. You know what I mean? It's all just that, you know, just for the love of it, dude, honestly. So, you know, hopefully we can get some of the listeners out there to vote for me and, you know, hopefully my mix wins. That would be so cool if it won.
Yep. So not tonight, but tomorrow the information will be up or?
Yes, sir. I'll send you the, I'm, dude, you know me, man. I'm just a little, fuck, man. I'm my own worst critic. You know what I mean? I hear the mix that I made and I'm just like, fuck. I don't know if it's good enough. I don't know if, you know, people are going to like it or if it's going to win, but you know that I try hard with my shit, so I think this is going to be a good mix, and I'll definitely send it in the morning, brother. I will post it in the morning before I head to work. And, yeah, man, it's going to be listed under the competition, so I hope I get somewhere as my man. And if I don't, hey, I still tried, and there's going to be a lot more competitions as well, so
yep, yep.
Both problems.
All right. Do it.
Do it. Rum and Coke. Do it.
Pretty good. All right. I think the listeners had it's been a while since you put out something, so I'm pretty anxious to hear it. And let's get them votes up, right?
Ooh, let's get DJ Problems listens up, dude. I need the plays. I need the plays for this mix. So if you guys could help me out with the plays, share it as much as you can, get it out there. Fucking like my shit. I would love you guys help forever. Problems. Help problems find the solution, as my boy Pete said.
And he'll like you forever.
He needs votes and solutions, you know. You know what I mean? Problems need solutions.
Yo. Cool. Sounds good, DJ.
Hell yeah, brother. Hell yeah. Yep, so that's my week, my man.
Yep. And yeah, it's good to hear that you're getting back into it and just doing it.
And we're doing the Raw Pod, of course, every fucking night almost, my man.
Yeah, it was a good week last week, huh?
I'm so pumped about that shit too, man.
yep. So them downloads have been coming and them streaming. So thanks again to listeners, and just keep rock potting.
We love you, listeners. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Yes, sir. So first of all, we can start off with the number one in the box office was Guardians of the Galaxy with $10 million. Again, they're number one for maybe like the sixth weekend in a row. Number two was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles with $6 million. And number three was Let's Be Cops with $5 million.
Dude, Let's Be Cops looks good.
So Let's Be Cops, yeah, it's pretty. There's some funny parts in there, but it's one of those. I would wait to watch it till it comes out like in a dollar theater or something like that, DVD.
All right, good to know.
So yeah, but the Guardians and Ninja Turtles, I would suggest watching down in a theater. It's pretty good movies. Yep.
What about for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, brother? Is it a box office smash where you just go and check out the movie, or do you do the 3D scene?
If your eyes can take the 3D, 3D would be good.
So you think it's worth it in 3D?
Yeah, I think it's worth it. It's pretty good. So even though we've talked about it before, and people think that Michael Bay, just because Michael Bay did it, it's a little bit over the top with little action, but still it does pretty good.
Man, you know me, dog. I'm a classic fanatic, bro, and I love the fucking original Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, man. They're the fucking shit.
Yo. And man. I think it was before the weekend started, I was watching the first Ninja Turtles. It was on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got to watch part of that, and I didn't get to watch the whole thing, but it was on TV and commercials and all that, but I got to watch the first part. It was pretty good. Going back old school.
Dude, I swear to God, dude, if I could get that in DVD or Blu-ray, definitely fucking do it, man. It's going in the collection of the movies, my man.
Yeah, you just got to look in the $5 bin at Walmart. Remember that, those bins in the middle? Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, so cool. And new releases, Redbox, Draft Day, Mom's Night Out, Oculus. So... Oh, actually, I can say we watched Oculus this weekend, too.
Was it good?
It's.
What do you give it? How many stars for the Rob Pop, my man?
I give it three. 3 out of 5.
Ooh, so that's halfway as good, huh?
Yeah. It's a horror movie, but it wasn't that. Just because we watch a lot of horror movies, a lot of scary movies, it wasn't that terrifying for us. But the story and the way they did it, the way they told it, it was different, so that's why the story is pretty good. So I would recommend renting this one. $1.50, Redbox.
Redbox it.
Yeah. So Oculus, if you're into horror, it's pretty good.
Get it.
Do it.
Rum and Coke. Do it.
Yep. When was it? What have you ever? What's the last Redbox movie you rented?
What's the last Redbox movie I rented?
Yeah.
Dude, I ain't never rented a Redbox ever. Right. So hey, it could be something new, man. But I ain't got $8. I'm broke as fucking joke, dude.
And well, yeah, it's the first time for everything, right?
Yeah, there's first time for everything, my man. And shit, ain't no time like the present, bro. But I got Netflix for free, bro. So I'm kind of on the fence with that shit. You know what I mean? I'm like, Netflix, Redbox. I got to pay for Redbox, but I get Netflix for free.
Yeah. Netflix, speaking of Netflix, we finished the TV series from Netflix, The Killing.
Oh, shit.
There's another series, drama. What was that word? Suspense.
Suspense. It's got a lot of suspense, huh?
Yep, The Killing. Just we finished the whole thing. I think it was four seasons of it. So binge watched it, finished it. It's a good flick. So if you want to check that out on Netflix, The Killing. Recommend. I think we gave that a 4.5 out of 5 stars, buddy.
That sounds like, is it as good as House of Cards?
As good as House of Cards, buddy.
Fuck, man, that goddamn show, welcome back. That's all I got to say is welcome back.
You just get into it and hooks you in. You just want to finish it.
Yeah, man, I can't wait for the fucking next season of House of Cards to come out, dude. That shit is fucking on toes intense, dude. Like, fuck, dude, I want to watch it again. I haven't seen it in a while, so that's a good thing. It's kind of like a refresher, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not too many hours in the day, but you wish it were at this time, you know?
I make more hours in the day, my man. There's more than 24 hours in the day for me.
No.
It's like 36.
36. Oh, snap.
I don't even fucking live by time, dude. I honestly don't. I just do.
You just do it.
I just do it. I do it with the rum and coke. I do it.
Yep. Hey, do your friends know where that's from? Do it. Do it.
Do it. What's that from? Rum and coke, baby. Do it. Starts getting hugged. Ben Stiller, dude. No one with him.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Do it.
Do it.
Go ahead, do it. Just do it, rum and coke, do it. She's like, what the fuck? Do it. Yeah, Garth from Global Saviors, bro. You remember, what movie is that from, Mr. B? I am Garth from Global Saviors, and no, I'm not. I'm actually here to serve you a subpoena, and you've been served.
I don't know what that's from.
Pineapple Express!
Oh, okay. He's always doing different characters, huh? Pineapple Express. Dip my ink in your... What was it? Dip my pen in your ink?
Yeah, I definitely want to dip my pen in your company ink, bro.
I'm glad you did.
Yeah, I'm glad you did, bro.
Yep. And opening this weekend. Maybe later in the week, if we do another four episodes this week, we'll maybe recap later in the week. But as for today, opening this week, Dolphin Tale 2. I guess it was the first one. I never watched the first one.
Dolphin Tales, huh? Sounds like DuckTales. DuckTales.
Oh, yeah. This is a real life dolphin, I think. Like, I think it's like based on a true story.
Oh, shit. Like Free Willy?
Free Willy, yeah.
Old school.
Another one is No Good Deed. That's with Idris Elba. You know that guy?
Idris Elba?
Yeah.
Nah, where are you seeing this at, Mr. B? Dude.
Mr. B, Jesus.
We need Jesus, dog. God damn it. Mr. B, we need to be all together up in the studio doing shit, man.
And then another one that's coming out is... The Drop. I don't know what that one's about, but Tom Hardy. This is the Tom Hardy flick, The Drop.
The Drop. I don't see that here, sir.
You don't see it?
It's like I see No Good Deeds, Atlas Struggle, The Drop.
So this guy, I guess his name's Bob. He finds himself at the center of a robbery, gun Ari, and entwined in an investigation that digs deep into the neighborhood's past where friends, families, and foes all work together to make a living. So another robbery, crime, drama. Do it.
Dude, Ghostbusters 30th anniversary, they're coming back out with it or what?
30th anniversary?
Fucking awesome.
Man, it's already 30 years?
It's been 30 years, my man, for Ghostbusters, dude. And it's only out for 1 week, sir. 1 week.
Oh, snap.
So, shit, if you're trying to see Stay Puft, nigga, get to it.
Because he's going
to
be gone.
Because he's going to be gone quicker than you blinked.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Hey,
and the first showing is tonight. It started today.
No shit.
Yeah, so 1 week long. Starts today, Monday, September 8th.
Drum roll, bro. You got until the fucking 12th to view this flick.
That's right.
Four days.
30th anniversary. They're also going to come out with a box set. DVDs.
Yeah.
30th anniversary.
Dougie. Oh, my mouth was fucking open. I just got a Don Bishop, man. I got slapped in the mouth just now.
And here's our first tech story. Amazon Fire Phone. It's now only 99 cents.
What?
If you sign up for AT&T contract. So you get the phone and you get everything that it has, plus a 12-month Prime membership.
Do plus 32 gigabit phone. That ain't bad.
That ain't bad. Yep. And yeah, just this phone is kind of like it's kind of based on the Android operating system, but they've done a little bit of tweaking just to go do a little bit of difference for Amazon. But the main thing that this does is it kind of puts everything at front for you with Amazon. You know, like if you're shopping with Amazon, if you're doing Amazon Prime and just everything Amazon, the books, everything, it's just it's real easy to get to with this phone.
Get you that Kindle.
Get your ass, yeah. So it's yeah.
Get your ass that Kindle though.
So if you're interested, AT&T contract, get it for a dollar, 32 gig.
Do it.
And if you're just wondering about the specs real quick, 4.7 inch, 2.2 gigahertz quad core processor, and 2 gigs of RAM, which means you get 2 gigs of to download apps and all that good stuff. So yeah, dollar, Amazon Fire Phone.
Yeah, buddy. If you're all looking for a new phone for just pennies, hit that Amazon up. Amazon's Fire Phone.
Yes, sir. And everybody's heard of the Samsung Galaxy S4 and S5.
Damn, dude.
And they've kind of,
what the fuck is that?
And they've kind of, again, they've taken a book out of Apple. They've taken a, sort of like a clip-on lens. You know how they first came out with Apple products?
This is crazy looking.
Yeah, it's a three-part lens. You clip it onto your S4 or your S5. So actually not three, it's 4-in-1. So the first lens is a fisheye lens. Second lens is a wide angle lens. The third is a 10 times macro lens. And the fourth is a 15 times macro lens.
Damn, dude.
So it's just a little thing you clip on a phone and you just pick which lens you want to take a camera with and take a photo with. And that's about it.
And shit, man, we were talking about that. We were talking about that tech where the, Jesus, excuse me, I'm a little buzzed right now. the software for the phones actually takes better pictures than the standard software that it comes with.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The downloadable software, I should mention.
Yeah.
So this is, dude, this could be like, I mean, you buy this plus an app. I mean, you could be taking quality ass pictures like a photographer off of your phone, which is kind of crazy, but
yeah,
technology is a motherfucker, man. I'll tell you what.
And this little 4-in-1 photo lens clip, it's called an Olo clip.
An Olo.
Olo. So oloclip.com. Or you could find it at like Best Buy and Walmart, stuff like that, for $69.99. So, and I believe if you're an iPhone person, you can, they took a page out of Apple with this. So you can find it for the Apple phones also.
Boo. Boo.
Boo.
I'm just kidding, bro.
Boo that.
Boo that, boo that, boo that.
Boo that. Oh, snap. I'm trying to open this page and it just keeps clicking. TiVo. I don't know if you know TiVo, but it's a box that you take home and you pay a subscription to TiVo and you could record TV shows and stuff.
Dude, I remember TiVo when I was like 12.
When you were 12?
I mean, or it was something like that where you could get on the internet, but it wasn't quite the internet yet. You know what I mean? From your TV, I guess.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I had that sound, that special sound that it makes. When you're scrolling the menu.
Yeah.
You know, so TiVo, they're coming out with this hard drive, this new box. It's called TiVo Mega DVR. And they're calling it Mega because it carries a 24 terabyte hard drive.
Damn, dude.
Says it's enough for 6 months of HD videos.
And almost 3 years of SD stuff.
Yep. That's a lot of video to record. TV shows, movies, whatever's on TV.
That's crazy, man.
So, and I guess one of the main reasons they want to do this is just because they want They want to make a little bit money, and they want people just to, because a lot of people they record stuff and they erase it. So they want to see if the consumers will buy this and be able to keep all the recordings on their hard drive.
Dude, you know people are gonna fucking go nuts for that 24 terabyte hard drive, man. That's fucking whopper right there, dude. 6 months of TV without having to fucking change the channel. God damn, bro. Talk about all the goddamn TV you can watch and not have to watch the same shit over and over again.
Yep. Says you could record all the Simpsons shows and wouldn't even take up that much space. All the Simpsons shows. It's pretty good.
No shit. All the Simpsons episodes and no reruns ever.
Yep.
Fuck, man.
Imagine that. You could watch Breaking Bad over and over again, right?
Yeah, dude. I got that on the Netflix, man. Fuck.
Yep. And the only... If you have money, then that's the only thing about this. If you have money or if you don't, the Mega is going to release early 2015, and it's going to cost around $5,000.
Damn! Fuck that. Never mind. Fuck that.
So $5,000 with a lifetime TiVo membership.
Oh well. Hey. That's not bad, but hey, let me ask you this though, Mr. B, and let me throw a fucking wrench into the mix. What if TiVo so happens to go out of fucking business, nigga, and you already done paid all that money? What happens then?
You're
out of luck?
Yep, you're stuck with a box.
Oh, and they don't even fucking work, dude. Oh, I'd be so pissed. I'd want to fucking strangle someone, dude.
Imagine you finish, you make your last $5,000 payment, you make your last payment, you're like, yes, this is mine.
Man, it's gone, dude. Gone.
The service stops.
I'd be pissed. I'd fucking be pissed.
Wah, wah, wah. TiVo. If you're going to get people to buy this, you got to stay up and running. Is that right? Next is YouTube videos of the Ice Bucket Challenge pass 1 billion views.
Whoa, man, dude, my boy that's standing right here was one of the first to do the Ice Bucket Challenge before that shit even went viral, bro. And we got the video to fucking prove that shit.
Do you?
And let me just say that the Ice Bucket Challenge consists of not a little tiny bucket, a full tub for 30 seconds, not this little bitch-ass 5-gallon bucket I keep seeing. Shit's for girls.
Woo, do you hear that fucking noise, Mr. B?
Yeah.
God damn, this boy's spinning troop right now, dude.
So make sure that y'all pockets be getting emptying, because I know y'all ain't donating because you ain't even doing it right. So donate up. It's all good.
That's cool.
Jeez.
And I mean, even though you do the instead of just passing on the money and doing the bucket challenge instead of passing on the money, you still should, you know, give a little bit of money to help it out.
Indeed. And so, you know what? That's what my boys did. They did both, man. They did the Ice Bucket Challenge. And they donated, brother. So that's a real fucking helping hand in a cause, dude. That's worth serving some shit for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And whatever, bro. You know, you want to do it for publicity or whatever. But you know what? To really be part of that, dude, and just to take time out of your day to say, hey, fuck that shit. Instead of just dumping fucking water on myself, I'm going to go ahead and donate for a fucking worthy cause. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, just to do it is to show, hey, look, I'm gonna go ahead and do the Ice Bucket Challenge, but I'm still gonna donate.
Yup, yup. And just two famous people. Bill Gates. Bill Gates' video, it reached 19.7 million views.
No way, dude.
And then Charlie Sheen, his reached 18.2 million.
His was good. I'll tell you what, that changed the game.
Charlie Sheen?
His was good. Okay, if you're going to do an Ice Bucket Challenge, I would say that he took a step in an approach that was different from everybody else's. But the original challenge, nonetheless, can't be surpassed. It cannot be surpassed, you know? No matter what, you can't surpass an original Ice Bucket Challenge. And that's to donate, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's to donate for a fucking worthy cause.
Let's hear this real quick. This is a Charlie Sheen Ice Bucket Challenge with a big twist, it says, right? Let's check it out.
Yes, sir.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Sheen here with the Ice Bucket Challenge. I've been called out by Ryan Miller, who is Noreen DeWolf's husband. Oh, and also the goalie for the Vancouver Canucks. Anyway, all right. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, it's with money, dude. He does it with money.
Oh, wait. That's not ice. That's $10,000 in cash, which I am donating to the ALS Foundation because, let's face it, ice is going to melt, but this money is going to actually help people.
Ooh, yeah.
So,
ooh.
I am hereby calling out John Cryer, Chuck Lorre, and Ashton Kutcher to identically do what I just did. Come on, guys. It's for a great cause. Have a great day.
Now, I challenge you to read a fucking page out of a Harry Potter book, motherfucker. And I'll donate $750,000. So
that was pretty good, man.
You know what I mean,
so the ALS Association so far has received $110.5 million in donations.
Really?
Yes, yeah. Sir. A lot of moolah, dinero, cheese, cheddar. Right. Next is DJ's favorite subject: Facebook.
Oh shit! We're talking about Facebook right now.
Facebook Messenger update lets you draw and type on your pictures.
No way, dude.
No way.
Oh, shit. You gotta check this out, Mr. B. This is a hot story, my nigga.
Get pumped, buddy.
Get pumped. Dude.
Hashtag get pumped.
Hashtag fucking pumped.
Facebook it.
Hashtag it. Tweet it.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, the recent update lets hackers gives you the ability to draw and sketch over the photos before sending them to someone. That's it, buddy. Get pumped over it. Do it. Did you get to update your Facebook app yet? So did you get to update your Facebook Messenger app yet?
It already updated itself.
Did you get to try it out?
I haven't, dude, but fucking I've been messaging people, though. Hey, Mr. B, before I forget, dude, my phone's getting turned off tonight. That number that I have?
Yeah.
It's getting turned off tonight, so fucking email me or Facebook me, and I'll make sure that I stick around to catch the Facebook messages.
All right. Hey, Facebook message me and send me a drawing of over a picture.
Oh shit, right. I could do that.
All right, the number your number 555-1234 is getting disconnected.
Yeah, exactly. 555-1234 is getting disconnected. You're fucking totally right, my man.
All right, so fuck. Nobody, if you guys have that, it's getting disconnected. So no use in calling him.
No use in calling 555-1234.
Yes, sir.
Shit.
Drones. Everybody loves drones. Do you love drones, DJ?
Fuck no.
Robots?
Nope.
What was the robot? The software in Terminator? What was it called? Oh, snap. Skynet.
Skynet, dude. Skynet's going to crash.
Skynet's for real, buddy. But this ain't Skynet. It's a drone. Amazon. Amazon is starting a drone store. And their drone store is only going to carry information and products of drones.
Yeah, right. They're going to spy on you and watch you wipe your fucking assholes, dude. Fuck that. It's just another way to get close to you, bro.
Yeah,
anybody could get up on a drone and fly one. Dude, it's as easy as plugging a fucking Xbox controller up to that shit and getting down, dude. Swear to God. I mean, honestly, dude, in the documentaries that I watch and shit about, like, the wars and stuff going on in Afghanistan, those dudes, man, I mean, even in SWAT, they're fucking driving, what are they called, RTVs, robot vehicles?
Oh, yeah.
They're whatever they are. Dude, they're they got Xbox controllers. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So that's crazy. You know, anybody could get on it. You know, an 11-year-old could run a drone.
Yes, sir. Right. If an 11-year-old can play Xbox, and an 11-year-old can control a drone. So the kids are the future and fighting our wars.
That's crazy, man.
Yep. So if you go to Amazon.com and just look up drones, they'll take you to the drone store. It's actually off of Amazon.
Dude, that's crazy, man. They got parrots. They got fucking DJI Phantoms. And they got coming soon the Tech Jet Dragonfly, which looks like a fucking dragonfly with four wings and a little tail. And it flies.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi enabled robotic insect.
It's huh? Dope, buddy.
My boy D says that his buddy's got a fucking Phantom, one of those Phantoms that's out, and he said it's sick.
Yeah, these newer drones, they're pretty good. Huh?
They can do recreational photography and filming, for instance, movies.
And you can do good.
He says you can use them for good and bad.
Two people are taking them on the whale shark.
And my buddy Frenchie says that they take them on fucking whale tours for whale sightseeing.
Flying them
over the whales, he said.
Oh, yeah.
What's badass about that
That option right there is that if it runs out of battery, it comes directly to the point of the last GPS.
Oh, shit.
So it comes right back to your thing. So if you run out of battery in your remote, it'll fly by all by itself right back to the same spot that you started off from.
No shit.
No shit, bro.
Dude, did you hear that, Mr. B?
Yes, sir.
That's fucking crazy, man. So if you're running out of batteries, it'll just fly back to its original fucking GPS coordinate.
Instead of just falling to the earth.
Instead of falling, yeah, it'll fucking recognize that it's getting low on batteries, and it'll fly back. That's fucking so cool, dude.
GoPros.
Yeah, GoPros and all that shit.
Remember that GoPro story we had? The new product that they're coming out with? It stays so many feet ahead of you, and so you could do like...
your iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so fucking cool too, bro.
Yes, sir. GoPro and drones teaming up together. They should team up together.
It's... later, guys.
Come over here in the morning.
I'm sorry, Mr. B.
Yeah, come over in the morning. Lots
see you later, Mr. B.
Later, man.
They say later, guys.
Later, later.
You guys don't talk about nothing too wild tonight.
All right, keep listening, man. Keep listening, buddy.
Later, brother.
Lock the door.
No. Thank you, sir. Hey, Mr. B.
Yes, sir. So there's another people of the Rot Pod, right?
Yes, sir. Another Brothers of the Rot Pod, my man. These are loyal brothers, man. These are good guys.
Yes, sir. And real quick, speaking about that, when we start doing live shows, locations, restaurants, whatever, anybody that comes out, you know, you're part of the Rot Pod, and just let's keep this thing going and get it bigger.
Yep, you guys know that. Y'all are part of the Rot Pod family, you know what I mean? You guys listen, tune in, support us, fucking message us, and that means the world to me and Mr. B, you know? We wouldn't be here without you guys, and you guys are fucking awesome. And we want you to interact with us and, you know, be part of the show.
Yes,
that's
sir.
What it's all about.
Yup, yup. And one more thing I wanted to add about that, the drones. There's a recent video that came out of a guy doing a GoPro with a drone, and it flies over the new place that they're building for the Apple campus.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did a video on that, and it flies up so high, and it just, takes a view of the Apple campus that's being built right now. So it's a huge, huge campus, and they're going to start, when it's finished being built, that's where all the workers are gonna. I think that's where they're saying that they're gonna be like they're gonna be housed there. They're gonna be underground housing.
Yeah.
There's gonna be all kinds of stuff there where people will be living there, and I guess sort of like their own town or something like that. A little place where they don't have to go anywhere else, and everything is in one spot, something like that.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah. So one of those videos is the one I watched. So it's pretty cool that guy's actually experienced having a drone and just checking it out firsthand.
Just flying around and just like following him kind of sort of thing?
No, he just goes high into the sky and just looks over at the campus.
Oh, just kind of looks over at everything, and it's not really following him around the campus. It's more of like campus shots.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
Yep, yep. And as I was talking about your friend too, it's pretty cool that he's actually, did he actually fly one?
I am not too sure, dude. I'm not too sure, man. He does scuba guides in Cancun.
Oh, okay.
And you know, he's part of all the clubs and stuff that go down on there. He was showing me videos tonight, man. It was so cool. He's like, man, give me some CDs and I'll send them down to those guys in the clubs in Cancun, man. We'll see if we can get you out there. And I was like, fuck yeah, dude.
Oh, all right.
So cool, man. You know, those are my boys, man. I've known them for a long time. They're really fucking cool. They're as tight as me and Mr. B is, man. They're my family. Mr. B, if you guys, you know, a little bit of history, y'all, Mr. B is my family. Everybody that's close to me is my family. All the Rot Pod is my family. You know, I consider these guys close. So anything that we can share together is fucking awesome. You know what I mean? So he's like, hey, come down here, check out these things. I'm not too sure. He didn't give me too much info on the GoPro stuff, but, I'm pretty sure I could get some more info if, you know, for next episode, definitely.
Yeah, pretty good. Maybe he's got some videos too to share.
Yeah, dude.
Cool, cool. All right. Next one, Google. Google is to refund at least $19 million to over in-app purchases, which means that crazy parents that don't really have control of their phone or their tablets or whatever gave access for their children to purchase in-app purchases. So the ones that complained, the one that filed suit, the one that sued Google just for that, Google has agreed to pay over $19 million back to back to the people that sort of complain. I guess that's straight out to put it. The people that complain, they're gonna get some money back.
That's so crazy, man.
Yeah. So and all this happened just because they didn't put a lock on their phone, or they just let their kids run around with it and start purchasing everything off of it. And they're the ones that blame the phone company or Google. And you know, remember the same thing happened with Apple too a while back?
Yeah, dude, I remember that.
Yep. So this time it's Google, and they've agreed to just refund around $19 million back to the people that complained.
Dude, see what complaining gets you, dog? Holy shit. $19 million back into the fucking economy. You know what's funny?
What's that?
They could donate back to the fucking economy, bro. They could donate back to fucking people. And honestly, I believe, bro, these fucking big companies could pull fucking shit out of their ass, bro. They could make a better fucking living in society for everybody. But I just feel as if greed takes a big part of that out of the equation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's more about self-satisfaction more than anything else. And I think, in a sense, that's a good thing. And in a sense, maybe that might be a bad thing, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows? I'm fucking buzzing right now, Mr. B.
But if you were a parent that was getting some money back, would you really tell everybody else, like, oh, yeah, I'm getting money back because I've complained to Google and now they're giving me back money? Would you be in that?
I honestly, I wouldn't be bragging about that, I'll tell you that much. I wouldn't put it out there as if, hey, look, I got fucking money back because I complained. I mean, honestly, I am a complainer in a sense. Everybody's a complainer. Everybody has a fucking gripe about something. But, dude, take your fucking bumps on the chin and just move on. Fucking keep carrying on. You know what I mean? Cause why worry about the small shit when it's much bigger than you? You know what I mean?
Yep, yep.
But then again, fuck that. They owe you money. Maybe they do. Maybe they don't. I don't know.
I don't know.
That's what do you think, Mr. B? Honestly, what's your opinion on that, sir?
I think if you're dad, they should have. They're complaining that they didn't do their parenting. They didn't parent well. They just let their kids run around with these and just make purchases without their parent or guardian around. And here they're complaining about the companies not being secure and stuff like that. So,
I guess it could fall both ways. I mean, if you're a parent and you, well, let me just say this: don't let your fucking kid use the goddamn iPhone. Okay, don't let him use your fucking iPad and fucking download shit for fucking whatever you. I mean, honestly, put a password on that fucking thing. And I guess Apple's done a better job or whatever doing that. You know, they've had that password where you have to put in a password to download things now, or accept applications on your phone or iPad or whatever the case may be, you know?
Yep, yep.
I don't know. It falls in both hands. You shit in one hand and collect money in the other, dude. What's the better idea here, you know?
Yep. And real quick, there's two things. First, I'm gonna try something real quick, all right? I'm gonna try something with my Android phone. Do you know who Ray Rice is?
Oh, yeah, dude. The one that hit his girlfriend.
Yeah, I'm going to try something real quick. Who is Ray Rice?
Hell yeah.
According to Wikipedia, Raymel Maurice Rice is a professional American football running back for the Baltimore Ravens of the National Football League.
So now that we got that out of the way, I think everybody's heard the story today, Monday, that he got his contract got released by the Ravens. Did you hear about that?
Yes, sir, I did.
So I guess coaches and everything, everybody got together and they made that decision. And I was reading the press conference about that, and it said it wasn't too hard of a decision to make. They were in there quickly, and they just made the decision and got it over with. So, he hit his fiance in the elevator.
Yeah, dude, fucking knocked her out, dude. Cold, that's fucked up.
Yeah. So on that story, there's this There's these apps that are out on the App Store right now that could maybe help people that kind of like maybe that they want to get help, or they want to know that they can get help if they were in a tough situation with their spouse. So I'll give you, let me send you this real quick. So the first app I think there was two of them that were about the same, but one of the first apps is called Gwen Alert, which is basically you have a list of emergency people, and when you're in trouble, you hit this button, a single tap of this button, and it sends out a GPS location and an emergency text message to these people that you specify on this list. So when you push the button, text goes out to them and your GPS location, and they'll come and help you if they can.
That's fucking crazy, dude. You know what they should do?
What's that?
They should fucking wire that to the goddamn police station. Just in case your ass is getting in trouble, you should fucking be able to hit them up and be like, hey, nigga, I'm in trouble. Come quick.
Yeah. I mean,
if I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe that would be too much for the police. Maybe that would be too much for the 911 because they're not
maybe.
Too... I don't know. I think that's good. I mean, what do you think? Somebody's getting abused and the fucking and the cops need to know about it, man. Fucking, hey, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, I was trying to think of a way maybe what if they accidentally pushed it. But then again, if they accidentally pushed it and their family members or their friends got the information and then they call the cops, you know, it would still be either way. So I guess in the first place, it should notify friends and family and the cops at the same time, because even if it's an accident, either way, somebody's calling the cops and they're going to ask for help.
Right. I mean, there could be potentially something bad happening, you know. There could be, you know, everybody gets into a fucking bad situation every once in a while. Shit happens. Fucking, it's unfortunate. Women and men alike. I mean, no one is innocent here, bro. Let's just be fucking real for a second here. You know, and I know that when you're in a fucking relationship, shit happens. And I'm not saying go fucking haul off and hit your significant other. I'm not saying that at all. I don't condone that. You know what I mean? I don't condone any of that fucking abusive shit. But shit happens. I know it's, I mean, I'm saying that in a fucking, I guess, breezy manner. I don't know how to other way to fucking put it, but you know, I mean, shit does happen. Things fucking get out of hand, you know, and then there is that one time where you fucking, you know, the girl might be at fault. The guy might be at fault. Who knows who the fuck's at fault, but it takes two to fight. Let me just say this. For that fucking guy that did that shit, I don't think you just haul off and hit a fucking girl for some fucking reason. And I'm not standing up for that fucking dude, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not standing up for him at all, bro. I'm not saying that it's right for him to fucking act violent towards a female. I'm not saying that at all. But, you know, it takes two to tango. So there's probably a lot more in that story than there's fucking being shown on TV, which probably makes him look bad in the fucking... In the public sense, it's always going to be, he looks bad, the fucking guy's at fault. But you know, and I seen the video, she looks like she fucking hauls off and tries to fucking smack him.
Oh,
fucking
yeah.
Says, oh shit, what? And then fucking tries to throw a slap or whatever the fuck she's going to do. And of course, it's a real grainy fucking surveillance tape of a fucking elevator. But dude, I mean, he knocks her a fucking loop, dude, and then just carries her out and throws her on her fucking stomach. And I think that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Honestly, dude, I think that's, dude, don't, you're a fucking well-trained athlete. I mean, you could basically consider yourself something of a UFC fighter. And don't, let's not get this fucking confused. I'm not calling this guy a fucking UFC fighter, but listen here. He's a fucking, a professional sports player. He's fucking trained to fuck people up. He's trained physically to fucking dominate, okay?
Yeah.
And if you turn around and fucking use that force or power against a female, a man, a fucking whoever the fuck, an old lady, an old woman, whoever it may be, dude, you're probably gonna have the upper hand. And of course that video shows that, and it makes him fucking look bad, dude. And in all honesty, he shouldn't have done what he did. He should have probably just walked away. You know, a girl's gonna do what she's gonna fucking do. She's gonna haul off and hit you. You're a fucking dude. You can probably take that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Walk a fucking way. Shit happens, but walk the fuck away, dude. Don't go fucking haul off and close your fist and fucking smack the girl because she's fucking mouthing off. You know, there's better ways to control that shit. There's better ways of dealing with that than fucking cold clocking a fucking girl, you know?
Yep.
So I believe he's in the wrong. He could have handled that shit a little bit better. Nobody's perfect. I understand that. And, you know, there's a lot probably more to the story than we all know. And let's not be fucking naive here. Everybody fucking has a disagreement every once in a while, and nobody's perfect. Whether you be a fucking female or male, nobody's perfect, and nobody should hit each other. So That's my piece on that, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Sorry for blibbity blabbing, bro, but I'm fucking buzzed, Mr. B. I'm drunk, and I'm not even going to lie, man.
No, that was good, man. It was good. Shit. Yeah, that's part of what I wanted to say, too. So that was good, man. And just to finish off the list real quick, just a couple of apps that maybe you guys want to recommend to your friends or something like that. The first one, like I said, was GWEN Alert. It stands for Global Women's Empowerment Network. So GWEN Alert, Android and iOS, is for free. Another one is Aspire News. It's also free for Android and iOS. Third one is Wicker. It's free, Android and iOS. The fourth one is Be Safe. Again, free, Android and iOS. The fifth one, One Love My Plan. Free, Android and iOS. Number six, Circle of Six. This is free, Android and iOS. Again, these apps, they work in different ways, but they all provide the same service to people that want a one touch button to let family and members notify that they're sort of in danger. And it does say if you really are in danger, call 911, but I guess if it's not as extreme as 911, this will alert family and friends to come help you if they can.
This reminds me of
what was that?
Those fucking infomercials of that shit where it's like, I've fallen and I can't get up. Those little fucking things.
Crazy, crazy.
I'm sorry to joke about that, brother, but
no, it's good, man. Yeah. And it then yeah, those that commercial, help crazy.
Falling, I can't get up.
Yep, yep. One more story, and you can say all the rumors you want about this. You ready?
Let's do it. Let's do
tomorrow, it. Tomorrow, the date is 9/9. What's happening tomorrow, DJ?
Dude, you know what's happening tomorrow? Everybody listen up. Ritz is, go get that shit. This guy is a phenomenal artist. If you haven't heard of Ritz, you best crawl out of that fucking rock you're living under. Go get it, Ritz.
Go get it.
Next to nothing.
Yes, sir. And another thing's coming out tomorrow, too.
What's that, Mr. B? What else is coming? What else is coming out?
The Apple event. Remember the Apple event? Get your iPhone 6, buddy.
Mr. B, I wish I could get a goddamn iPhone, man. Shit.
And right now, today, it's all about rumors. So I guess one of the rumors is the phone is going to be out around September 20th, which is like 3 more weeks. So that's a rumor. What other rumors are there, DJ? Can you think of one? Here's one rumor. Maybe this iPhone 6 so advanced you can connect Bluetooth to your coffee maker. It's gonna make your coffee for you, buddy.
Shut the fuck up, dude. No way. No way. Your iPhone's gonna be able to make coffee for you.
It's gonna make your coffee for you, buddy.
Fuck out of here with that, dude. Here's Come another- on now, people. Step away from the fucking technology.
Here's another make rumor for you. Coffee. Here's another rumor for you. The headphone jack is going to be on top.
Again?
Remember, it's on the bottom.
Wait, again. It's on the bottom. It's on the bottom. Oh, fucking idiot. Jesus Christ, I have an iPhone and I'm telling you it's on the top. I'm sorry, bro. I had this LG for a little bit, so I thought it was on the top.
All right. Yep, yep. And new iPhone 6. It's going to make you Facebook 6 times faster, buddy.
No shit. I don't believe that bullshit because you know what, dude? I was watching these goddamn commercials, Mr. B, with fucking Comcast and CenturyLink. And let me say this. I'm not fucking condoning them or sponsoring them in any fucking way. Okay?
D-O-B-O.
So they said that CenturyLink, okay, they said that CenturyLink slows down performance with peak hours, but Comcast doesn't. Now, they're saying that the iPhone 6 is going to be faster. What if you have CenturyLink at your fucking house?
Deal.
Man, you're going to be slower.
You're going to be slow, buddy.
You're going to be slower, faster. You know what I mean?
Slower, faster. Ask for more money.
I was just kidding. I don't know. Hey, you never know, dude. You never know. You know what would be sick, though? And I bet this will fucking happen. Apple is going to have their own fucking internet service. Watch this. Mark my fucking words. They'll have their own internet service.
Yep, yep.
They got Apple TV, bro.
iPhone 6.
They got Google TV.
Get your internet service with iPhone 6.
Dude, get your internet service with Apple, okay? Get your Apple service with Apple. How fucking clever is that? And you know what? In all honesty, it's not clever, but people will fucking pay for that. And that's a fucking trip to me, dude, because you know what? I'm one of those fucking people.
Oh, yeah. DJ.
I'll eat it up, bro. If it has to fucking be close to Apple, dude, I'm on it. I've definitely, I've run Windows out of my life, Mr. B. I'm not sad to say that either.
So DJ's going to get the iPhone 6 and he'll tell us all about it, right, DJ?
Dude, I'm going to have the iPhone 6 and I would definitely give a rundown of it. And you know what I'd like to do as well is I'd like to hear opinions of others. You know what I mean? I would like to hear if other people have the iPhone 6. What's their opinion on it? What's their impressions of it? Do they like it? Do they think it's fucking slick and sophisticated? Do they think that it's worth more than the iPhone 5 was? Do they think it has less features? Does it have less? Ah, dude, Mr. B, this brings me to a whole nother point, man. The Windows Phone, I think, is bullshit, man.
Really?
God, I think it's such bullshit, man.
With Cortana?
Yeah, Cortana I'm against it, Mr. B, and I know exactly why, but in a sense, it's just like, dude, fucking, it's, I don't know. I'm so against it.
Did you get to see that commercial with the Windows versus iPhone?
Yeah, I completely think that iPhone, they're just trying to make iPhone look bad. It's basically like a presidential fucking race to me. Who can badmouth one?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then it comes down to what side are you going to be on? What side of the fence are you going to be on? Are you going to be on the side of the Windows or are you going to be on Apple? You know what I mean? And it's at that point, I feel it like as if it's almost like a fucking football game. You know what I mean? The Dallas Cowboys against the Philadelphia Eagles. I fucking love the Eagles, but my fucking sworn enemies are the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep, yep.
So it's one of those things, man. I'm a fucking Eagles fan, and to me, that's the MacBook, bro. And Windows is fucking Dallas Cowboys, man. I mean, Windows is fucking the Dallas Cowboys to me, dude. Honestly.
Dallas Cowboys. One thing I heard about the Dallas Cowboys says, there's another reason why there's this one star on their helmet. Do you know why that is?
Oh, Mr. B. What's that?
Because it also gives them their ratings.
They give it a one star. I totally agree with that. They're fucking sellouts, dude. That, and you know what? I take that back. They're not fucking sellouts. The dude up top, man, the guy upstairs has got a fucking plan to make money, dude. And I can't knock that fucking guy for that, dude.
Oh, okay.
The owner of the Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah.
He's a smart motherfucker, man. He wants money, dude, and he sees money. And in all honesty, I believe fucking the Dallas Cowboys have turned into somewhat of a, like a sellout, you know, almost like a fucking McDonald's.
McDonald's. No,
they're in Walmarts. They're in fucking this. They're in that. They're everywhere, dude. But in a sense, too, he's a smart son of a bitch, man. He's making money, dude. So I can't knock him for that.
Yeah.
Killing it. Windows, kill it. Apple, kill it. Whoever fucking comes out on top, goddamn you, sly dudes. You did it. You did it right. So
you did it. You took all the criticism and the bad mouth, right?
Fucking right. You took all of our negativity and turned it into some positive. And I cannot knock people for that, dude. And when it comes down to it, you handle business and you did what you said you were set out to do, man. And I commend anybody for that. You know what I mean? Not even a Dallas Cowboys or whatever the fuck, dude. Just in general. Yo, you take it upon yourself to make something better, dude. Fucking hell yeah. Respect, because it takes a big person to do that, you know?
Yes, sir.
Fucking right.
Do it.
Do it. I'm talking all kinds of shit.
Yes, sir. Again, thanks for listening, Rob. Our listeners, right?
Yeah. Thanks for listening to me, man.
Number 88 in the book, buddy.
I'm sorry, Mr. B. I was talking out of my ass. I'm sorry. Right.
Rolling Off Track Podcast from ABQ 505. Mr. B, DJP.
I'm slizzled.
Yes, sir. Yo, DJ.
Mr. B.
Would you rather do a weekend job where you dress up in the most, the most horrible, most ugliest costume, and you advertise for somebody on the street corner of the busiest street corner ever, and every second hundreds of eyes are on you, laughing at you and all that? Would you do that for a weekend, or would you rather put an ad on your car and drive like that for maybe a few months?
Oh, shit. Let me ask you this. If you're standing on the street corner, is that just one time in your life, or is this like on the daily?
It's maybe like for a weekend.
Just for one weekend?
Yeah.
and no one's seeing your face, but they're fucking laughing at you?
Yeah.
I would do that.
You would do that?
Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah.
I ain't scared to get in a fucking costume and fucking be me. I'm fucking, hey, y'all like me, like me. If you don't, fuck you.
Yo,
no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Yo, DJ.
Mr. B.
And last words for the Rot Pod. This is a Rot Pod land.
Thank you guys for listening to me on my fucking drunk rant. Holy shit. I never get drunk. So y'all fucking listening right now, this is a rare form. And thank you for listening to my shit.
Miss B.